In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, the 11th of July. Good, as always, to have you with us, everybody. It being a Friday, what say we start by going backward a bit, taking, I don't know, 4 minutes to digest the week gone by. For that, we've got Felix Salmon from Fusion and Jolene Kent from Fox Business. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so Felix, what about that big news, the LeBron James news? What do you think?
As a Miami,
I'm kidding. Come on,
LeBron. I know who you're talking about. I'm that American now.
Great for the Cleveland economy.
Great for the Cleveland economy, and that's as far as we're going with that story. In all seriousness, Felix, come on, Portugal, Europe again, debt. Are you kidding?
The Banco Espirito Santo. They're a huge Portuguese bank run by a rather opaque family, which seems to have got itself into trouble, and we don't know how far this trouble is going to spread. And the European stock markets are trembling because they're worried that this could be the beginning of another crisis.
So, Joe, is this real, or is it everybody just getting a little utsy on this because we're so scarred from 3 years ago?
Well, it certainly sounds like it's impacting the markets in Europe, but looking at it from a U.S. perspective and the global market, it doesn't seem to really impact the market here. You remember we opened yesterday with these big lows, and then we ended up, as the day went on, Europe closed, and we seemed to sort of forget about it. It was. Investors moved on, and there is a lot of data that we're digesting. We're looking at France and Chinese trade data. Yeah. Japan had a record drop in machine orders or something. So overall, though, the U.S. market doesn't seem to mind.
Felix, real peril or no from Europe for us?
A big bank failure is always a problem, and we don't know whether there's going to be a big bank failure, but if it cascades across Europe, there's no way that the rest of the world will be out of harm's reach. It's a low probability event, but it's a non-zero probability.
Where have we heard those words before? All right, Joe, the Federal Reserve minutes came out from their June meeting in which there was nothing earth-shattering other than the taper will continue. They'll be done by October. And interest rates still aren't going up anytime soon. Status quo, right?
Yeah, it really is. We knew it was going to end in October, the taper. But what's interesting is you have dueling Fed speakers right now. Blosser came out. He's from Philly. He's saying, we should consider hiking rates in response to the improving outlook. And then you've got the Minneapolis Fed president saying, maybe we should stay at zero even past 2015. So looks, though, that the Fed's going to maintain that accommodating position.
But I just say for the record, Narayana Kocherlakota, because he does have the best name of any Fed president.
He does.
I know. But Felix, the question is, of which of them should we listen to, if any? Or should we just wait until Janet Yellen comes out and does a press conference?
I think we should listen to Kocherlakota, honestly. He's by far the most interesting guy. He's the one who changes his mind when the facts change. He's dovish right now. He's saying we should keep rates low because there's no real inflationary pressure. We need to get inflation up, and until we get inflation up, we should keep the rates at essentially zero. That makes sense to me.
It might make sense, but Joe, let me ask you this. You remember how back in the Greenspan years it was always like Alan Greenspan said this and Alan Greenspan said that, and there were no dueling speeches back then, right? It was Greenspan was the voice. How much does it matter now that we have all these other members of the Board of Governors going out and making speeches?
Well, it gives the market more to digest, I suppose. But if you look at what everyone's actually focused on, any action, it really seems to be focused on Janet Yellen, the Fed chair. Right. When she is focusing a lot on long-term people being out of work, long-term. Right. And that's something that slack that she's going to be watching very closely. We're looking at the labor force participation rate as well. So it seems to me that it's a focus on Fed Chair Yellen.
Focus on Yellen. Yeah. All right. Felix, very quickly, our friend John Carney has a post up at the Wall Street Journal today talking about how nice it is to see healthy bank profits. JP Morgan reports on Monday. Wells Fargo came out today. Banks are healthy. That's a good thing, right?
I suppose so. I'm a little bit shocked.
Could you be more bored?
Could you be more bored? No, Wells Fargo made $5.7 billion in one quarter.
Yep.
That's an insane amount of money to be making in one quarter. That's over $60 million a day, counting weekends.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit worried. The financial sector shouldn't be that profitable. They shouldn't be extracting those rents from the rest of the economy.
We leave it there. Felix Salmon from Fusion and Jolene Kent from Fox Business. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.